This is the Women's Protection and Empowerment Podcast, where we give space to talking about women and girls in humanitarian settings. At International Rescue Committee, we deliver innovative programs focused on preventing and responding to violence against women and girls. We are in pursuit of a world where women and girls live free from violence as valued and respected members of their community. This movement is about equitable access to opportunities.
Empowering women and girls means a lot for development of the next generation, and it's important for the development of a country.
It's about catalysts for change.
Women and girls are not just the faces of poverty. They're also the key to overcoming.
It's about voice and respect.
The path to victory is still long, and I'm not ready to give up. This has become to me more than a work, but a passion to see women and the girls are gaining what has been for long denied to them.
From IRC, this is the WPE Podcast.
I'm Megan O'Brien, sitting in for Christy Crabtree, because she's one of our guests today. Along with her, we have Virginia Zuko joining us. She's the GBV and Emergencies Case Management Specialist with UNICEF. In 2014, the GBV IMS Global Team conducted an evaluation of the Gender-Based Violence Information Management System, which identified the need for capacity building on GBV case management. This evaluation prompted multiple requests from service providers for a tool that would go beyond data collection to provide step-by-step guidance and support to caseworkers throughout the steps of the GBV case management process. Thus came Primero and GBV IMS Plus, the Interagency GBV Case Management Guidelines, and the next piece that was missing, the GBV IMS Plus GBV Case Management Companion Guide, which is what we're going to talk about today. Christy and Virginia, will you please introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Sure. Thanks, Megan. I'm Christy in the hot seat today. I'm the Senior Advisor for Information Management and Technology in the Violence Prevention and Response Unit at International Rescue Committee. And I sit on the GBV IMS Global Team as well.
Hi, Megan. Hi, Christy. And thank you for having me. As Megan mentioned, I am the GBV Case Management Specialist with UNICEF. I also sit on the GBV IMS Global Team, and I've been working on the rollout of the interagency GBV case management guidelines for the last few years, and have been involved in integrating capacity building and GBV case management into the rollouts of GBV and IMS Plus. So approaching GBV and IMS Plus rollouts from a GBV case management perspective is kind of what helped lay the foundation for the GBV IMS Plus GBV case management companion guide.
Thank you both so much for being here. So to get started, can you tell us what is the GBV IMS Plus GBV Case Management Companion Guide?
Yeah, it's very exciting. So the GBV IMS Plus Companion Guide, for short, is designed to accompany the GBV IMS Plus User Guide. While the User Guide is meant to be just that, a user manual, the Companion Guide highlights the forms, features, and functionalities in GBV IMS Plus that facilitate GBV case management service provision, supervision, including remote supervision, and monitoring quality of GBV case management services. The resource kind of aims to highlight the way GBV IMS Plus makes your job as a caseworker or a supervisor or a monitoring and evaluation staff easier.
I think the other thing that's exciting about it is that this is perhaps the most organically developed resource we've had to date. We all know over the decade plus that GBV IMS has been around, it's really been a standard setting initiative, and the core goal of that is strengthening our survivor-centered GBV response, both in terms of how GBV information is managed and how service providers deliver care to survivors. And so through this initiative, we've developed resources, including the one you mentioned, the Interagency GBV Case Management Guidelines. And this really set the interagency standards for providing care, support, protection to GBV survivors with a focus on GBV case management. And then, of course, we also have the GBV IMS Plus, which is meant to enable humanitarian actors to do all those core things like collect, store, manage, share data for incident monitoring, as well as to facilitate and document the full GBV case management process. The tagline for that system is, you know, this combines field-proven tools, global best practices, and the latest technology to bring a user-friendly and scalable solution for data management. And the latest resource we've developed adds to this holistic nature of the GBVIMS initiative. And in truth, we actually started developing this in separate pieces. UNICEF was working on a write-up of the case management forms that we all developed collaboratively. And they were also working on putting together this piece on supervision. And IRC was separately working on innovations in GBV monitoring and evaluation. And we came together thinking these resources really belong together as one resource to capture the holistic nature of our work, both between case management and information systems, but also between case management and M&E.
Thanks both. That is, like Virginia said, really exciting. So why did we need the companion guide in the first place?
I'll jump in first. So when we first started rolling out GBVIMS Plus, which is really an exciting and kind of revolutionary system for the humanitarian field, the GBVIMS global team really kind of approached it the way they knew how to approach rollouts. And that's the way we had been approaching the legacy paper and Excel-based GBVIMS system that precedes GBVIMS Plus. So what that means is from a data entry perspective, but in reality, GBVIMS Plus is more than just a tool for data entry and collection. Like, of course, there are forms which help keep track of cases and incidents, but the forms and functionalities were designed to support service provision, to make it easier and to make the whole process of GBV case management more seamless. GBVIMS Plus is really meant to support supervision as well as caseworkers by enabling remote supervision and including inherent functionalities that trigger supervision processes that are in line with best practices that were set by resources that were developed at global level, like those interagency GBV case management guidelines. So it was important to make this link to get users that are already using GBVIMS Plus, but also those interested in becoming users, to understand that this is a GBV case management service provision tool. And yes, data collection is a component of that, but really the tool is designed to facilitate your day-to-day job of providing services to GBV survivors.
And I think the piece of that that has traditionally been left out is this M&E piece. So it's a beautiful thing to pull together this data entry focus with the core piece of our work, which is case management, but also to bring in monitoring and evaluation, which has always been part of our work. But recently we've tried to look at this in terms of innovation. So looking at ways that we can facilitate through the system data-driven decision-making while looking not just at outputs, which of course are still critical to our work, but also at outcomes that really get at the heart of this work. So answering the questions about if case management is helping survivors improve their sense of well-being or reduce feelings of felt stigma. And finally, also looking at how we can be accountable to survivors by collecting feedback. So we're pulling together all of these pieces, and that's what makes it feel very organic in the way that it came about, but also very holistic as well.
All right, let's break it down a bit. Which parts are for who? You mentioned supervisors and caseworkers and monitoring and evaluation. So if we could dig into that a little bit. Also, what's the point of it all?
Yeah, so as I think was mentioned, the companion guide is broken down into three parts. Part one really speaks to caseworkers. It walks the caseworker through the steps of GBV case management from when a survivor first presents to seek services all the way through case closure. So part one kind of outlines the forms and functionalities in GBVIMS Plus broken down by each GBV case management step to highlight where they fit in and how they kind of enable and facilitate and support that specific step. There are 10 forms total in the system for the 6 steps of GBV case management, and they're each designed to help a caseworker track each case and provide more thorough continuity of care to GBV survivors. Part two kind of transitions. It speaks to supervisors more specifically. It reviews good practices in supervision, but then really dives into the 5 functionalities that enable supervision of caseworkers, even when caseworkers are in a different location from their supervisor. From reviewing case files while still adhering to global best practices around confidentiality and ethical standards, to approving case action plans and case closures, to functionalities that allow a supervisor to quickly analyze a caseworker's performance and get a glance at service provision trends, what's working, what's not working, identifying gaps to ensure that they can fulfill that role of supervision that is around supporting, building capacity of, and training the caseworkers that they supervise. I'll let Christy talk more about part three.
Thanks, Virginia. So part three is the M&E part. This is how to use GBVIMS Plus to monitor the quality of our GBV case management services. So this part is relevant for program managers or program coordinators and M&E staff because it provides guidance on how to utilize three key tools for program measurement. So that's first, the GBV case management outcome scales, then the GBVIMS Plus key performance indicators, which we also call the PULSE, and client feedback surveys. In part three, we go from talking about the basics first, right? We talk about data-driven decision-making. What is it? Do we really have to do that? To looking at outcomes first. Again, that's the heart of our work. In that, we go through the GBV case management outcome skills, which, if you're unfamiliar, are two 10-item questionnaires. They're very simple. They were developed to inform and improve GBV case management programming by looking at changes over time to a survivor's psychosocial well-being and feelings of felt stigma. The scales are introduced in part one, but in part three, we talk about how to analyze and interpret them. Then we introduce the key performance indicators, or what we also call the PULSE. We use those names a little bit interchangeably because while KPIs or key performance indicators is kind of a private sector word that people understand, sometimes in our field, people hear performance and think it's a review of their performance, and it's not. So we also refer to it as the PULSE. It's kind of a check of how you're doing. So these are automated indicators in the system. This is exciting for anyone who's ever wanted quick stats about their caseload, had to fill out a report, needed numbers for a proposal, wanted to understand their caseload from a snapshot. These are case management outputs, and they're all automated. So what you enter into the forms is going to automatically populate these indicators that you can use for many different purposes. Finally, we have the client feedback form. Everybody has one of these. We've added it into the system. But with this companion guide, we also break it down. We talk about who should administer it and how does it work in the system. But one of the things I'm most excited about this companion guide from an M&E perspective is the annex. And I know annexes are maybe not the most exciting place to get really key information, but in the companion guide, they really are. We took an interagency group over many months and we broke down each key performance indicator and each point on client feedback forms and said, what would it mean if this number was high or low? What are some possible interpretations? And what other information could you pair this with for a fuller understanding? The discussions we had around this were really informative from my nerdy side, very exciting. And they also really spoke to the nuance of GBV work, that any data point can be interpreted in a multitude of ways. So what we try to do here is give you a jumping off point, a place to start in your interpretation. And that's really exciting. We're trying to give you, again, the key word of this episode is holistic. We're really trying to give you like a front to back view of things and provide guidance on that.
Thanks again, both. And considering these three parts, and I guess the fourth part, the annexes, let's pretend that I'm a supervisor. What part of the guidance should I be interested in and looking at?
I'm going to jump in here just because I would like to say that I do think the annexes are one of the most exciting parts about this resource. Obviously, the annexes for the M&E section that Christy just reviewed, but also just to share that the content side of this resource is succinct and is meant to be quite digestible, so it's not an overwhelming resource to read through. And then the annexes really provide everything from the tables Christy mentioned to the actual case management forms, as well as some additional components that all complement the various forms and functionalities that are in the three parts. But to answer Megan's question, if I can take a first stab. So part two is obviously, as I kind of mentioned, most directly aimed at supervisors since it dives into supervision and how GBVIMS Plus supports it. But I think that the answer is a little more complicated than that. I would say that as a supervisor, part one could be relevant as well. After all, being a good supervisor means also being intimately familiar with the role of a caseworker and able to truly support and backstop that caseworker. I mean, caseworkers are trained to check in with their supervisors, to ask for assistance in particularly challenging or high-risk cases. And so knowing the role of a caseworker kind of inherently makes you a better supervisor. There are some functionalities that are specifically tied around caseworkers requesting approvals. So knowing what a caseworker is requesting approval for and what we're looking for when a caseworker fills that specific form out, I would say is also integral to the supervisor role. So if you wanted to dive into a quick snapshot as a supervisor, you could maybe start by looking at part two. The three parts complement each other, but they also stand alone quite nicely. But I would say any good supervisor should probably take a look at part one as well.
So in this imaginary scenario, I'm switching hats now and I'm a program manager or maybe even a monitoring and evaluation staff member. What about then? What should I be looking at? Which part of the guidance am I interested in this scenario?
I do want to let Christy answer this one. There's obviously an inherent link to part three, which is more focused on that monitoring and evaluation side. But just to chime in and say that I would advocate that anyone in a more general GBV program support role, whether you're an M&E staff or you're a program manager or coordinator overseeing the program, you would obviously benefit from having that holistic picture of how the system is meant to support service delivery. And so even though, once again, you could focus on one specific part to start, probably the whole thing would inherently make you better at supporting the staff that is using the system more day to day. Over to you, Christy, to see what you think.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, I would say that really the entire companion guide is important to read for M&E staff to understand how GBV programs work. I mean, not entire programs, but at least the case management process and how information management is not separate from case management, but it's really a kind of scaffolding that works with the structures and processes of case management. You can't really divorce those two things and still do M&E well. However, if you have that background, if you're maybe embedded in your M&E role, if you're embedded within a GBV program, you know, going to part three is going to be most useful to your day-to-day work. It'll give you the important and practical ways to take forward monitoring the quality of the program. But that said, the name today, the keyword today is holistic, and the holistic nature of what we're promoting extends to M&E as well. So M&E shouldn't exist in a vacuum, but should really be in concert with or embedded with GBV programs, because the nuance and context is everything to an accurate interpretation of the data that tells us if our programs are meeting the mark.
This companion guide is clearly a really rich and in-depth resource, and we obviously can't cover all of the details in this podcast, right? So I'm wondering, can you tell us where we can learn more?
Yeah, there are a lot of places to check out the companion guide. Most obviously, you can go to gbvims.com. You can also go to gbvresponders.com, and there you can access the companion guide and other resources on GBVIMS Plus. Also, drumroll, we'll be having a webinar on September 9th on the companion guide and one on September 16th. And that second webinar is going to cover some other exciting updates in the world of GBVIMS Plus. And the last piece I forgot to plug earlier is that as part of part three, we also made a series of 12 videos that are all, I think, around 3 minutes or less that go along with everything that's in part three. So you want to know how to administer the client feedback form? We have a video for that. You want to know about why context is so important in GBV data interpretation? We have a video for that. And they're quite beautiful videos, if I can say, especially the ones we didn't create in-house. But we're really trying in this world, in the state that it is now, with so many things being remote, to find ways to make this an interesting resource for you. So the resource itself is visually appealing. We've made it so that it's easy to get to the sections you want to get to, again, acknowledging the holistic nature of the entire thing. And we've also added these animated videos so you have a way to get up to speed or to get refreshers in just a more interesting way than the typical way that we read.
Thanks for plugging those, Christy. I'm very excited about those videos myself. They are gorgeous and really helpful. Well, everyone, be sure to take a look at the GBVIMS Plus GBV Case Management Companion Guidance on gbvims.com and share it with your networks too. We definitely want to encourage responsible use of sensitive data, and that includes taking action. So to reiterate, thanks for joining us today again, Christy and Virginia, and a special shout out to ELRA's Humanitarian Innovation Fund and the United States Bureau for Humanitarian Assistance for their support. And thanks for listening.
Safety, voice, respect. Join the WPE movement.